Dictation 4, K, K-A-Y, Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, November 10, 1950. Address as a letter, Mrs. Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, P-A-C, 330-0477. Dear Mrs. Guidman, consultation for Mrs. Stevelton with progressive renal failure. Comes accompanied with husband, prior stroke, has prior smoker and pulmonary fibrosis. He is not on oxygen. Weight appetite is stable, denies vomiting dysphagia. Denies diarrhea bleeding. Question decrease in the urine output, but no cloudiness of blood or infection. No gross edema. Does have neuropathy bilateral up to the ankle. Feet without any ulcers. Prior stroke with weakness on the left face, upper and lower extremity. Uses a brace on the left leg, ankle. No compromise of speech or memory. There has been progressive dyspnea within the last 1 year. Although not using any oxygen, has a chronic cough from prior smoker, but is mostly dry, occasionally clear sputum, no pleuritic discomfort, no chest pain palpitation syncope, discontinued smoking like 3 years ago. He is being unsteady from the stroke. No skin rash, bruises, some occasionally nose bleeding, no gum bleeding, no localized bone or joint tenderness. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history. Hypertension, elevated cholesterol, diabetes, hypothyroidism. She denies coronary artery disease, arrhythmia, angioplasty stent, no bypass, denies CHF, valve abnormalities, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. Did have a stroke 3 years ago, weakness on the left side. She denies any interventions. There was no bleeding. No seizures, denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, no kidney stones, gout, no pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgery is bilateral bunions, both feet. Treatment for infertility, laparoscopy, gallbladder removal, bilateral carpal tunnel. Next paragraph, prior smoker, beginning age 20, one pack per day, discontinued 3 years ago at the time of stroke. Next paragraph, denies alcohol intake. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, a strong history of coronary artery disease. Three brothers dying from this. Has one daughter healthy, no kidney disease. Next paragraph, medication review, aspirin, low-dose lisinopril, HCTC, Lipitor, thyroid replacement, metformin, Trulicity, B12, vitamin D, glimepiride. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, physical exam, 67 inches tall, 206 weight. Blood pressure, 122/66 on the right, 130/68 on the left. There is weakness on the left upper lower extremity. She's able to get in and out of the stretcher. Normal eye movements. For the most part, normal speech. No palpable thyroid or lymph nodes. No gross JVD. No gross carotid bruits. There are coarse valves diffuse. Both lung fields, anterior, posterior, and that goes with the pulmonary fibrosis. No consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap, normal S4, no significant murmurs, overweight of the abdomen, no palpable liver, spleen, ascites, or masses. There are good dorsal pedis pulses, posterior tibialis decrease, capillary refill, minor decrease. There is severe clubbing, convexity, all fingertips, bilateral hands and toes, the brace on the left ankle, next paragraph, most recent chemistry from March, no activity in the urine, no blood or protein. There was, however, bacteria and white blood cells. No culture was done and no antibiotics was given. She was not symptomatic. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Anemia 10.8. Normal white blood cell platelet. Lymphocytes increase. Creatinine at 1.5 for a GFR of 37. If this will be a steady state, a stage 3B. Back in February, creatinine 1.6, GFR 34. Another February 1.8. Normal liver function test, elevated triglycerides 282, cholesterol less than 200, HDL 46, LDL 75, diabetes over time poorly controlled 8 and 9. Albumin in the urine, normal, less than 30, normal TSH. Back in July last year, creatinine of 1. January last year, 0.9. July 2021. Creatinine 0.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic renal failure, which appears to be progressive. No activity in the urine, blood, protein, or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. She has long-term diabetes, hypertension. The hallmark of diabetic nephropathy is proteinuria, which is absent. In those cases, renal biopsy in those diabetic persons shows extensive nephrosclerosis. Her kidney ultrasound from a few years ago, 2017, was normal size. In that opportunity, no obstruction, stone or masses, or urinary retention. However, at that time, there was normal kidney function. This kidney ultrasound bladder needs to be repeated. How this relates to the pulmonary fibrosis, clubbing of the digits, if there is any vascular component, there is an increase of lymphocytes. We'll see if there is any evidence for adenopathy or obstruction on the kidneys. Blood pressure presently appears to be well controlled and she has no symptoms of uremia. Other chemistries associated to kidney disease, including cell count, hemoglobin is normal. Blood test to be repeated. Come back with results. End of dictation.